Chapter 19. Witch. In tight formation, the Palamedes and the Obsidian Sky drove through the Orc fleet, brothers once more, if but for a while. Ramshackle Orc craft were blasted apart at close quarters by punishing broadsides issuing from the ships. Spinal lances stabbed out, vaporizing smaller craft and raking long, glowing rents into the sides of the others. On the command deck of the Obsidian Sky, the Black Templar's bondsmen went about their duties efficiently. Ericus sat tensely in his command throne, reading the ebb and flow of battle through auger and implant.
"Palamedes, you are drifting ahead," said Ericus. "Maintain formation for maximum concentration of fire."
Atanax responded, vox only, his voice crackling as much with anger as the constant thumping roar of the orc's broadsides.
"I am not yours to command."
"If you wish to see your master return to your vessel, you are," said Ericus. "By all means, we can go back to our previous bellicosity instead, if you wish. If not, regain formation."
The Palamedes slipped back, rolling a few degrees as attitude jets adjusted its trim.
"That's better," said Ericus to himself.
"Proceed forward," he ordered. "We're close to breaking out of this."
A flight of orc attack craft swooped down for an attack run on the prow of the ship, guns spitting. A storm of anti-fighter fire tore them apart. The Obsidian Sky rocked as a massive projectile impacted on the void shields, overloading a power conduit high up in the command deck ceiling. Sparks showered down.
"Master Scutum, report."
"Port void shield is down."
"Get it up. Intensify port fire. They've barely scratched us. We'll make it through. 12 degrees to port, helm, steady adjustment. Get me a good line on the target. Palamedes, prepare for synchronized fire."
"As you say, shipmaster,"
responded a surly Atanax. The last obstacle in their path tracked across the hololith with the Obsidian Sky's course adjustment, an ugly brute of a ship created by collision rather than construction. Much of the front half was made up of a crude, toothed beak, like that of an oceanic predator. This deliberate design gave way to a humped mass of rock studded with cannons and towers. Behind that, the drive section sprouted a collection of tubes jutting off in multiple directions.
"Prepare to diverge, Atanax. We'll take the underside, you the top."
The orc ship was coming about, its mismatched engines erratically flaring.
"Too easy," said Ericus.
An impact shivered the Obsidian Sky. Ericus kept his focus upon the cruiser.
"Second wave of boarders reported teleport. Multiple contact on 7 decks.
The Master Orgrim looked back to his instruments.
"I have high energy emissions close by. They're coming for the command deck."
Gunfire, feeble and popping compared to the thunderous rolls of the ship's main batteries, sounded from outside. Men shouted in the distance, competing with the joyous roaring of orcs at war.
"Secure the deck. Close blast doors. Let free the spirits of our weapon emplacements," commanded Ericus.
Red lights spun and flashed. A harsh klaxon heralded the ceiling of the command deck.
"Lord Rowlands will deal with our uninvited guests. Every man aboard this deck must save his thoughts for the destruction of our target. The lives of our masters depend upon success. Do not waver from your purpose."
The orc ship came closer, dominating the hololith.
"Open the oculus once more. Let's set eyes upon the vessel. Gunnery, prepare for fire. Charge lances. Hold broadsides for passing. Atanax, Palamedes to perform the same. Confirm."
"As you say, Ericus, one day I will make you regret ordering me around so."
"Perhaps you have a better plan."
Atanax remained silent.
"All hands, prepare,"
commanded Ericus. The oculus shutters slid open. Bright planet shine chased away the dimness of the bridge. The orc ship was above them relative to the pull of the Obsidian Sky's grav plating. Its dorsal aspect faced the planet, the Palamedes cutting between it and the hazy caramel of Zelenic IV's atmosphere. In life it was even uglier than upon the hololithic tactical display, a mechanical parody of a diseased void whale, its stone and metal skin pocked by cosmic impacts, back crooked. It was far from defenseless for all its primitive construction, and 100 guns of all sizes spat orange fire from every side.
"Prow up 12 degrees. Master Scutum, concentrate shield replenishment on prow. Gunnery on my mark. Target amidships. Tear it in two.
The underside of the orc ship moved down across the oculus as the obsidian sky pointed itself directly at the planetary equator. The fire from the other orc ships had slackened off, most having been destroyed, the rest fleeing in disarray.
Fire lances, ordered Ericus. Firing lances.
Five energy beams stabbed out from the obsidian sky. The ship was still moving upwards relative to the orc cruiser, and they carved a deep wound of molten rock into the asteroid that made up the middle section of the craft. The Palamedes opened fire a second later. Turrets sheared off and floated away to join the debris cloud of the battle. Fire and explosions of touched-off munition stores burst from across the surface. The orc cruiser continued firing. Obsidian Sky's forward void shield blazed and winked out, and the mass projectiles cast out by the orc ship slammed into the vessel's armor. Rumbling troubled the Obsidian Sky, and Ericus was obliged to shout,
"Roll to starboard, 80 degrees! Increase forward thrust! Prepare to fire starboard weapons batteries! Palamedes, we shall go first! Hold back, or we shall hit each other."
Only hours before, that was exactly what they'd been trying to do. Now the two ships fought together as if they had been part of the same fleet for decades. The orc ship slipped out of direct view. The surface of Zelenic 4 filled the oculus, nothing but debris from the battle between the obsidian sky and the rescue of the Marshal. Ericus watched the target upon the hololith for the perfect moment to strike.
"Fire starboard battery!"
he yelled. A ripple of shockwaves shook the vessel as its main guns fired.
"Give me a visual feed,"
shouted Ericus. The hololith representation was replaced by a picked feed from the starboard side picked eyes. Hundreds of shells slammed into the orc ship, each bursting into a perfect sphere of atomic fire. Then the obsidian sky was passed. Ericus ordered a rear view projected so that he could watch the Palamedes attack run. It came in the wake of the obsidian sky, unleashing its own salvo as the fires from the first were blinking out. Another blooming of atomic destruction followed. The Palamedes sailed past as the orc ship broke into multiple pieces, trailing gas and corpses. A cheer went up from the command deck. Behind the obsidian sky, the orc fleet was a shattered mess of metal, stone, and frozen atmosphere. The sound of fighting outside the blast doors was subsiding.
"Raise Lord Magnaric and Lord Castellan Ralston. We shall launch extraction craft as soon as they command," said Ericus.
From every window, bolt guns fired, cutting down orcs by the dozen. Time after time, the orcs attempted the walls, only to be thrown back. Breaching teams were targeted by disciplined space marine fire. Heavy weapons were neutralized. Tanks and guns eliminated by long-range lascannon shots. The swarms of orcs hurling themselves at the walls were further thinned by grenades and careful flamer bursts. Large-caliber orc bullets took chunks from the ancient rockcrete. Rockets spiraled in on corkscrews of black smoke, leaving smoking craters in the walls, but none could penetrate the building.
"Slay them! Slay them all!"
roared Magnaric. Unable to go within, he stood behind a berm of rubble torn from the desert sands by the iron warriors. His men fired from behind him, killing those orcs that posed a threat to the ancient, while Magnaric himself selected targets on the basis of size. The bigger the orc, the more likely they were to receive the attentions of Magnaric's assault cannon. Within the building, Kalkator paced the buckled floors, shouting encouragement and curses at his men. Ralston shadowed his every step, alert for treachery. But there was none. The Black Templars and Iron Warriors were thoroughly intermingled, fighting as one force. Ties to the old legions were forgotten. Treachery was put out of mind. They fought together as space marines, born of the same science, equipped with the same weaponry and armor. Blood and battle removed the differences between them. Ralston's misgivings were swamped for a while by martial pride. His desire to show the Iron Warriors who were the greater warriors had him exhorting his brothers to greater accuracy, smoother fire, wiser target selection.
"Do not fear, my brothers," he shouted. "We shall meet them blade to blade soon enough. Kill them now at distance. Lay their vile Xenos hides low into the dust of this world.
when they are bloodied and enraged, then shall we test ourselves against them.
If this were a larger force or better equipped, we would perish here, said Calcator to Ralston.
Maybe you would. The Black Templars will not be bested.
A larger orc attack annihilated two of my worlds, said Calcator, and reduced my great company to this sad remnant. You speak from ignorance. You would have died.
Never, said Ralston. Not while the Emperor watches over us.
He left Calcator, irked by his sniping, and went up onto the roof. Joy at battle filled him. Afterwards, he would have more words with the Marshal about disobeying the call to the last wall, but for now, the reality of battle was a clean wind, scouring his soul and his thoughts of doubt. If they could not battle the orcs for the rest of their chapter, so be it. Here was the chance of great slaughter. He looked out over the orc horde. There were thousands of them, but there was some truth to what Calcator said. These were pirates, opportunists, ranging ahead of the main fleets. They had little heavy equipment, and their fleet was locked in battle with the Palamedes and the Obsidian Sky. If there were an attack moon, the situation would be different. A scouting group, he thought, and still there were 5,000 orcs and more. A bright flash drew his eyes heavenward. Night brought no thinning of the dust clouds that hid the face of Zelenic IV, but when the sun had gone, the weapons discharge of the void battle raging overhead replaced its light.
Ship death, said Ralston.
The vox hissed in his ear.
Castellan Ralston, Marshal Magnaric, respond. This is the Obsidian Sky.
Castellan Ralston responding, shipmaster.
Yes, my lord.
Erica sounded exalted, pleased. Ralston heard victory in his voice.
The orc fleet is shattered. We are free and able to bring you back aboard. Is this your desire?
Ralston wanted to say no. Every warrior's instinct told him to remain and slay until no orc breathed upon Zelenic IV. With difficulty he replied,
Begin extraction immediately. We are surrounded by orcs. Extend air cover to the Iron Warrior's gunships. Escort them down.
My lord?
An oath was taken, said Ralston.
Thunderhawks are away, said Ericus. Prepare for evacuation.
Ralston watched the sky. In 20 minutes, gunships would come screaming from orbit, scouring the orcs from the building. Then one short flight awaited. After that, they could drop this pretense at alliance. A change came over the orcs. Their cries of frustration became barbarous cheers, starting in the east, running out until all the filthy masses of them cried and beat their chests. Ralston hurried over to the east corner of the building. There, at the back of the orc force, shone a sickly light in the dark. A hush fell over the orcs. At some signal invisible to Ralston, the Xenos drew back from the building, leaving a wide area free of everything but their dead. A familiar pressure troubled his skull. Thunder cracked in the distance.
Witch!
He spat in disgust. The Psyker came escorted by burly orcs in heavy armor. A dozen more scrawny examples capered and danced behind him. The witch was peculiar in appearance, even for an orc, carrying no gun or heavy cutting blade, only a long copper staff chained to its wrist in a manner similar to the oath bonds of the Black Templar's weapons. Upon his chest hung a breastplate of ribs strung together. Bone fetishes and shiny scraps of metal dangled from his tusks and ears. He wore a huge greatcoat, filched from an ogryn by the looks of it. He was wholly incongruous, a whimsical creature in marked contrast to the brutal practicality of the other orcs, but that he was a being of great power was not in doubt. A nimbus of green energy haloed his head. Fizzing sparks spat from his mouth when he roared, sending his insane followers into paroxysms of laughter. The orcs parted to let him through, and he strode forward, twitching and cackling, his massive minders gimlet-eyed by his sides. Magnaric reset his ocular magnification to standard. Through his voxlink, Magnaric listened to his Castellan confer with Calcator.
"Have your men take it down," said Ralston.
"I have already commanded them to do so."
"Las cannons will do no good,"
interrupted Magnaric.
"We shall see," said Calcator. "Heavy support, open fire."
The shot was a clear one, a straight line down an avenue of orcs directly to the Psyker. Three beams of ruby light leapt down this path, aimed precisely at the orc. They struck home with terrible power, enough to cut a land raider in two. A second light burst from the Psyker in response, meeting with that of the cannons and obscuring the witch. When it dissipated, the Psyker strode on, laughing madly, its dancing followers somersaulting and leaping about in ecstasy.
"Again!" snapped Kalkator.
The orc raised his hand, waved it up and down sharply. A jet of energy flicked out from it, singeing the ground. Where it rolled over dead orcs, they jingled and danced, momentarily animated by the Psyker's might. The jet grew broader and brighter the closer it came to the building. It made no sound as it bore down straight upon the weathered walls.
"Down! Down!"
yelled Ralston. Power-armored warriors scrambled to get out of the way as the blast hit the building. It connected silently, passing ethereally through the walls. Then the orc clasped his hand and ripped it backward, and the rockcrete of the building sundered. The ruin shook with the force. Atomized rockcrete sprayed outward in a cloud. Where the energy touched Black Templar or Iron Warrior, they convulsed and fell dead. Armor collapsed, helmets rolled free, allowing the liquid remains to pour onto the ground. In a second, the dynamic of the battle changed. The walls were breached. The way was open to the orcs. They heard the indrawing of breath coming from a horde.
"Wah!"
they bellowed.
"Wah!"
The orcs broke into a run, coming at the hole in the wall, heedless of the hundreds felled by booming bolt guns.
"We cannot hold this building," Vox Magnaric. "We must attack. If their witch falls, they may withdraw. It is our only chance of survival." "We will be slaughtered," said Kalkator. "We must only hold out for another handful of minutes." "We will be dead. The gunship's downed. The witch must die." "Then we shall fight with you, Magnaric, in honor of the times before," said Kalkator. "No,"
said Magnaric, stepping over the low wall of his emplacement. The orcs were only 50 meters away and coming in fast from all sides.
"There is one defense proof against this sorcery, and that is faith," said Magnaric. "Black Templars, to me."
The Black Templars abandoned their positions by the Iron Warriors, leaping from windows and rooftop, rushing to join their marshal.
"Cover us,"
said Ralston to Kalkator, jumping outside, his armor absorbing the shock of the 6-meter drop.
"Iron Warriors," shouted Kalkator, "to the breach. Clear the way for the Black Templars, or we shall all perish."